This is Cross Currents. I'm Hanat Baba. And today I'm joined in studio by the reporter we just heard from, Litography founder Nina Gensler-Debs. Hey, Nina.
Hi, Hanat.
Hey. So clearly there are some people who are totally obsessed with local literature, those guys you talked to in the piece. But what about people who haven't picked up a book in a while or just don't think literature is quite as important as current events or who won the Super Bowl?
Well, the site isn't just for people who are obsessed with books. We're using literature as a lens to look at the Bay Area, who's reading, how people read, the business of selling books, or just about the big, important issues that people are writing about here. Mm. So like in this next piece I want to share with you, it's about the Occupy movement. You don't think of it as a literary movement, but it turns out in Oakland there were some beautiful poems that came out of it. So last year, a small press published an anthology of poetry called It's Night in San Francisco, But It's Sunny in Oakland. Liza Veal looked at this anthology to see how poets captured the spirit of Occupy. And here's what it sounded like in the language of poetry.
Check all that apply. Personal rain.
Check.
Calcified morals.
Check.
Bad wet dream.
Check.
Fight and flight at the same time.
Check.
A great year for Wall Street.
The bitter politics of envy.
Good inequality versus the bad inequality.
Well, a very, very heavy debatation tonight. We had a very Darrison fight. Let's go ahead.
Jealous of religious ecstasy.
Check.
Satisfied by side hug.
Check.
Lost all day at home.
Check.
Holy Spirit blood cavity.
Check.
First world solution.
Check.
Self-fulfilling autocorrect.
Check.
Hopeless infinity.
Check.
We think it's only a matter of time. I mean, it is only a matter of time. Our landlord is almost 81. And whether the new rich tenants successfully evict us or just try,
forced retirement.
Eventually, our building belongs to them. It already does. It belongs to them already.
How many ways I can put this desire's path of war, all of its tugging begs to be rendered language.
The problem, of course, is that the supply chains which fed our enemy also fed us. Our machines had produced a world in which we could survive only as accompaniment to our machines, and even then perhaps only by permission. Some of the more egalitarian life forms seemed poised to do well. Lichen and jellyfish and bacteria, the proletarians of the food chain.
Hopeless infinity.
Check.
Her sadness is a quick, anesthetic, disappearing thing. Mine goes in the place of public space.
And there we were. The light that fall was somewhat golden. The trees held their leaves for longer than usual, and it was warm in a cool sort of way. There was a mist or fog or smoke that held us. And we walked with this mist or fog or smoke, and amidst it also, and we breathed it in deep. It cloaked us from the inside.
We need to be sitting outside on the grass, or the plaza, the place, whichever, so long as it's shared with the living and shared with the unsaid, or what's left to be said.
Convene at Oakland Main Library, 14th and Madison, 4 p.m. today. Spread the word. Forward this to your contact list.
We're doing pretty well.
With what?
Sharing space. Taking care of each other.
Tomorrow, use Twitter hashtag OOStrike. Please only use hashtag OOStrike for tactical information. We want this to be a clear channel for information. Marches for port leave at 4 and 5 sharp. I'll use Twitter hashtag OOStrike when I find the porta potty.
Then 10 people, 100 people fill the plaza.
How can we ourselves?
How can we ourselves?
Avoid replicating?
Avoid replicating?
The hierarchies we challenge.
The hierarchies we challenge.
We waited for the mist, the fog, the smoke, to turn into the rains, saying to each other often that the rains are coming, surely the rains are coming. But the rains never really came, or came so late that we barely noticed them. When they arrived, we just put up a tarp and waited them out, together, there, under the tarp,
for a few minutes, unevenly there, but there, together, still. That tarp is a version of what mattered.
We are soft in different directions.
Together.
Then 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people fill the plaza.
A feeling of it being nothing. No, wait, something. No, see, nothing. Possibly something.
Our speech was weak. It could not link to the things it liked. Poorly formatted as we were, a pile of atomisms and half-formed hell worlds. We had been socialized by nature. We were wild about it.
Through it all, we fumbled through a kind of fun, that which depended on ignoring literally everything except the compulsions of our chemical response. We couldn't tell the difference between a thing and a reference. No wonder the conversation was basically, it was an argument about what works when nothing we saw had ever really worked.
Those straight white manarchists really need an accountability process right now.
I'm not coming back. You keep coming back. I'm not coming back. You keep coming back. Then 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people stream from the plaza.
Raid confirmed. Get here immediately. Lines of ragtops marching toward camp. Please call and wake up friends.
The front is a single violent mood.
My friend shakes his head and says we are doomed, and at that exact same moment, a fence is pushed down and someone yells, run, run, and finally I can anxiously run. Someone holds my hand as I run, and before we leave, he says, run, don't fall, and don't stop. I am running, and then I am out in the street again. I walk out with 30 others, tripping over abandoned spray paint cans, knives, several Gerbers. We are not together. We left behind 400 others.
500 plus police have used tear gas several times this evening. Scott Olson has been shot in the head with a non-lethal device. He does not appear to die.
Someone screams out, they are coming, they are coming. They aren't at that point, but I grab a hand next to me, or maybe we grab each other's, and then we are off running across the mud of the plaza, slipping and sliding through it, still holding hands, out into the intersection. The red light is in our favor, down the street and into a bar. Our material bodies, absurd in their nervousness.
Penal code section 409. You have 5 minutes to leave.
Then 10 people, 100 people, 1,000 people, 100,000 people stream from the plaza.
Run, comrade, the old world is behind you.
An agora, emptying toward the sun.
I break all of the mirrors and windows to be sure.
All the light from everywhere has a direct line to your eye which soaks it up greedily. Every piece of glass shattered is a miniature crime of light which assaults your eye.
I wish to see this all from above, and with time collapsed, so that our ghostings could be made visible. The moments when our bodies mirror or intersect.
90-plus arrests, folks taken to 6th in Washington. Overflow to Santa Rita Jail.
That winter, every time we wrote the word interest, we replaced it with the word love. I could tell you of other things, too. A European influence, a Middle Eastern influence, a list of skirmishes.
Love builds up.
A feeling of it being nothing.
Nothing happens. The sun keeps going down harder. Sunny part of slow rivers, slow leaks. Movement that doesn't let itself be known until you are already in the other place, looking at its consequences.
Let's just admit it. We lost all the skirmishes, even the one called the PR war.
Putting our hands on the relief of the earth and finding the pitted, porous things, which were all the volcanoes, and putting our fingers there. There was a beat of blood. There was life which greets you with fury and heat and the tender breath, forever jagged, sketching our seismic here and nows. And then the soft, weird breathing, which comes to meet you now. You did not know, it did not know, you were going to be full of warm new breath.